So you really know your way to Capella do Senhor da Pedra? Oh, the church? Yeah, I know where we're going. Don't worry. I've done this all before.
What, you been to that place before?
No, but I've driven around Portugal, all sorts of times. You know, when I've been here, stopped on flights, that sort of thing. So it's no problem at all.
Okay.
Hello, Bethany Dillon here. Sorry to interrupt on your adventure as the Voldos are in the car with Roger Chicago taking him supposedly to Capella do Senhor da Pedra. But as a translator, and as you might not be up on your Portuguese and that sort of thing, I thought it'd be a good idea if I then translate what Christoph is saying to Charlie. Because believe it or not, his wife Charlie, though English born and bred, can converse enough in Portuguese to make sure that Roger Chicago, who's driving the car, doesn't know what's going on. So, let me interpret for you. Charlie, can you trust this man who's driving the car? This is now Charlie speaking.
I'm not sure if I can, to be honest, Christoph.
Christoph speaking again.
So you feel the same kind of bad vibes as I do?
Charlie speaking.
Yeah, indeed, yeah.
Christoph.
Well, there's only way we can go to the places by him at the moment.
Charlie.
Really though, I think we can...
Hey! Why are you guys speaking in Portuguese?
Sorry, I've got to go.
Then is it not okay that I speak to my wife and that's how we converse?
No, it's not. You usually speak to English each other. Why are you speaking Portuguese all of a sudden?
That is my native tongue. Would you like it to be Italian or something? I can, I was born in Italy, that sort of thing.
Well, were you born in Portugal?
No, well, I grew up in Portugal. I was born in Italy though. But Portugal is kind of my home, that sort of thing.
Okay, well, you still haven't answered my question.
Well, Roger, do you really want to hit intimate things between married couples in English?
Oh, you go on and be intimate then. I mean, not that sort of... Just carry on talking.
Well, Matthew Chad, you did a concord like nobody's been. Like, we were there before you know. We know how it is.
Honey Chad, it is. And now in the lovely Portugal. It's all lovely, Honey Chad.
I know, the fit Christoph grew up in this is, quite exciting, I know.
Well, honey, you were born and bred in Jamaica, honey. That is got more excitement you can shake a stick at.
That's true, honey, yeah, but there's something nice about the breeze. It ain't too hot, like Jamaica's like hot.
Oh, honey, they play every time at Jamaica.
I know, and it's really interesting, especially if you got a cremation going, like, really hot, you feel hot, honey. The guy just was so burned up, honey, why playing the song?
Well, Matthew, we got to get going then. If we're going to find this Camila Cabello place or whatever.
You mean Capella do Senhor da Pedra.
That place, whatever. Well, Olivia, it's a Gothic church.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's got some kind of occultic kind of background.
Oh, that's what we need, the occult, honey child. What the world needs now, more foolishness, goodness me.
Well, honey child, we better go in.
Well, honey, we better get us all prayed about all the... Said some voodoo curse going along anyway. Well, Matthew, get us a car and we're gonna go there before it's too late.
Do you think they realized we were on that same Concord? That I don't think they noticed. Lewis, call me Prime Minister. We need to keep a low profile. If you're literally the Prime Minister of the country, you've been seeing him, will kind of ruin the whole thing. That's a good point, Richard. That's a good point. Why is it that you're always giving praise, Richard, never me? Because he's the smart one, you're not the smart one. Says the guy who literally is announcing himself in his title. Listen, you give me the respect that I deserve. Father, brother, we need to get going. They're going already. We need to catch them on the ride too. To make sure they don't discover the secret that Toby's got hidden whatever in that weird castle place.
What's the castle they're going to?
He literally just said Capella do Senhor da Pedra.
Okay, you know where you got.
Well, by following them, we do.
And you know how to ride in Portugal?
I will figure out how to drive in Portugal, don't you worry. Let's go.
Well, it looks like we're stuck in traffic. It's quite a heavy, heavy traffic.
Yeah, we've been here for ages, like hours.
Oh, it was supposed to be a couple of hours, wasn't it, Roger?
Well, I can't help if there's traffic, can I?
No, I suppose not.
You're in a hurry to get to this place, aren't you?
Well, we do want to get there in our lifetime.
Why are you laughing? Oh, nothing.
City traffic moving way too slow. Drop the pedal and go. Go! I said go! We're gonna be riding on the freeway. All love in my pink Cadillac.
Honey, yeah, we ain't a pink Cadillac.
Well, honey, just let me experience my Aretha Franklin moment. Cause this city traffic's moving exceptionally slow.
Well, honey, we managed to catch up a kind of bit.
Oh no, but we just had the blockage and... Honey, is that Christoph in the car?
Honey, Chad, I think it is.
Oh, that's my husband driving the car.
Oh my dear, he could drive off the cliff trying to kill them.
But this is incredible. How in the world have we made so much time? I mean, they've been here way before we even got on the plane.
Well, apparently, honey, child, literally, city traffic was moving way too slow.
Drop the pedal right.
No, honey, we ain't going.
Okay.
Well, it looks like we can see the target.
Well, both targets. Looks like Crystal's still in the car aboard Chicago.
Why hasn't he ever tried and done anything away with them already?
I don't know what Watcher's plan is. You're the one who set him up to it, Richard. Now it's your fault, Richard. Lewis, please. I know what I'm doing. You do realize if we are discovered, our whole thing could blow up in our faces. And Mr. Fortuna will cut all of the ties with us. I don't care about Mr. Fortuna at the moment in time, Father. I care about getting them before they get us.
Wait, can you hear that? Listen, I ain't got time to hear your tummy rumbling, Lewis. I know we've been in a travel jam for a bit, but we are not stopping to get food because we need to get our time.
No, Father, I mean, don't you hear it? What the people saying, we're not doing Les Miserables, okay? No, can you hear it? We ain't doing Do You Hear Weaver. No, can you hear it? We ain't doing Jackson 5. No, that's Can You Feel It?
Wait, Father?
What?
What is it, Richard?
Well, now you listen, because it's your precious subject. Listen, please! Richard, what you got to say?
I think Lewis wasn't kidding.
Why, what?
Have a look.
We gonna be riding on...
Nanny Puska, honey, I said stop with the...
What is that?
What? Oh, man. Is that what I think it is?
Oh, this is certainly good news, Webby.
I literally ain't got time for the news.
Exactly, honey. I mean, we gotta survive. We're even gonna print out in this. Oh, Melvin, be quiet.
But anyway, I thought this stuff happened in Spain, not in Portugal.
Well, honey, I don't think we got time to start arguing about what country this supposed to be at, honey. We need to get out of this car right now and make a run for our lives.
What is it? You're hearing the... Oh, no.
Christoph, what is it?
Get out of the car. Everyone get out of the car. Wait, hey, where are you going? You're not gonna run away from me. Come on, I promised to drive you to the place and now you're running away and...
No offense, Roger Chicago, but the whole line of bulls that are coming over here running after us is kind of a big reason why we're running away right now. Not to mention also, you give us the creepies. Let's go, Charlie. Christian, we're off.
Ah! Oh my days, there's a bull there. Oh, okay, gotta get going.
And Courtney? Roger!
Honey, we just gotta run away from the bull and run towards him. Come on, let's go!
Honey, child, this is craziness. I never thought in a minute we'll be literally in the middle of the running of the bull. We gotta run out of here, let's go. Oh, I'm lifting up my skirt like I am the prodigal father in the prodigal son story. Let me tell you now. Honey, child.
Honey, we just gotta go. Don't stop giving us running commentary.
Oh, it'll be good when we put it in the news.
Olivia, shut up about the news. Let's get going. Matthew Prince, keep leading the way.
I'm doing my best. My political career cannot be ended at the end of a horn of a bull. If one of us needs to be sacrificed, Lewis, you gotta go first. Excuse me, I will not do no such thing. You have been helping me with my career and everything so forth. This will be the next step. I cannot be attacked by a bull. Do you hear me? Well, let's quick squabble and just run for our lives. But we also gotta be still in Canada, and I don't care about being on Canada if we're dead.
Olivia! Olivia, stop looking back! You're like Lot's wife, honey, so we can't take you anywhere.
Well, it's a good reason I'm looking back, because A, I'm looking for the balls, and B, look who's also chasing after us. Or more likely, running away from the ball.
The Highlands!
Mm-hmm.
How did they know?
Well, honey, child, I bet Mary Bay and Sean M.O.A. gave them a call.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Well, keep running, come on, we can't be hit by these balls.
Do you think they're seeing us? Well, I think literally Olivia just shouting that they've seen us has kind of let the cat out of the bag, or the bull into the street. We gotta get going. And also, what's worse, getting caught by a bull or my ex-wife? Oh, Courtney's coming. Yeah, I think the ex-wife is worse. Come back, you Voldos! We are not going anywhere near them. We need to keep going away from Roger before it's too late.
Are we anywhere near this Cabela place?
I don't know, but I just want to make sure we are outside the Boo and outside that one Chicago. And
oh, looks like Nanny Prescott and some other people. Maybe they've come to rescue us or something.
What is going on here? I don't know. Just run.
Oh, Daisy, I just thought your red dress is really not helping.
Oh, honey, yeah, I forgot. Do you want me to take a...
Absolutely not, no, honey. I'd rather die than see you do that. Come on, we're gonna just take the chances, you know, like Celine Dion. What are you saying, taking chances? Let's go.
Oh, no, it looks like it's coming near us. Oh, no, it looks like we're... Oh, no, oh, boy. Oh. No, on your...
Dad, help me. My legs, down, my legs. Lewis, I gotta go. I'll see you soon. Look,
Dad, you're not gonna go back for Lewis? Richard, we cannot be bothered to talk about dead weight. We have got to save Michael. We are here. Come on, we gotta go. Forget about Lewis.
But Dad, he's my brother. He's your son.
My career and my life is on the line. I have waited all my life to be Prime Minister.
No, you want to realize me a president?
Well, I'm still waiting. But I gotta take this at the moment, this consolation prize, and I will not let anyone else take it from me. We cannot worry about him at this point in time. We gotta keep going. Come on.
About that, Richard,
you're cut for as I am. Let's do this.
Okay, we gotta go. Okay. But the ball's coming ever so close.
Wait, look. We got a sign that says we're nearly there at the Capella do Senhor da Pedro.
What? You mean?
It must be that church over there. You know, we're crashing the waves and the waters and all.
But to run around, it's going to take us forever. And if Roger Chicago tries and gets us,
I got an idea.
What are we going to do?
Well, Christian, get on my soldiers and do exactly what I say, okay?
Yeah.
Cool. We're going to climb down.
We're going to climb down, but this is steep. This is way more than rock climb I'm used to.
It's the only way we can do it. Come on, let's go.
Oh, you sure?
I'm very sure it's either that Roger Chicago and the Bulls.
Okay, let's go.
Wait. Where's Christoph Voldo gone?
I don't know about that, but I know where you are.
What?
Courtney, please. Hello, Roger.
Hi, Courtney. Please, don't do anything rash. And what are you doing here?
I was just helping the Voldos, and then they've escaped from my car because there were bulls running.
Yeah.
Oh, hello! What? Wait, Cody, can you move out of me for a few seconds?
Yeah, of course. Oh, hi, who are you?
I'm your worst nightmare! Ow!
You get me where it hurts.
Honey child, that was T, stop playing around, honey child. Goodness me. You claim the office being damaged equipment or whatever, honey child. You cool, Cody?
I know, so that was cool.
Hi, child. That was the least we can do. We're bad when we need her.
Well, honey, the bull's about to get us. How are we gonna do this?
Well, I wanted to subvert it, because, you know, cows don't really go up and down hills and stairs and all. It's to go down the cliff or the rocks.
Well, I suppose. Have we got a better idea?
Well, let's get going then. Come on. What did you call you two? Keep an eye on you that way.
Oh, but my high heels, they're both gone.
Don't worry, I've got you.
Oh, Melvin, thank you.
Honey, you gotta keep her. Especially the fact that you're so annoying.
What's that supposed to mean, Daisy?
Honey, y'all just shut up and let Melvin help you down this mountain or whatever this thing is.
I'm seeing where they're gone.
They're going down that mountainside. Well, at least it dodged all those bulls away. Well, we better get going then, Richard. Seriously, Dad, what about Lewis? Forget about him. He don't exist anymore as far as I'm concerned, okay? He was dead right anyway, and you know that. Let's get going. Okay. Should we be quiet and be discreet? Listen. Discreet's done and away with. We need to make sure the truth never gets out of that church. Okay, let's do it.
Oh, wow, we've got down the cliff and all. But, what do we do now, Christoph? And looks like everyone's coming aboard as well and coming along.
Charlie, you remember when you, well, tried to swim around the town and it didn't quite work?
Yeah, well, I found it quite difficult.
Have you improved since then?
What's that supposed to mean?
Because we need to swim over there.
What? But I... Is there a boat or anything like that?
No, and it'd be the quickest way. Well, be at least the way they can hopefully not detect us we do such a thing.
I don't know, and the water and all...
Charlie, do you trust me?
With my life.
And Christian, yeah, you just stay on my shoulders, okay? Charlie, look, you will be trusting me with your life. We gotta go there. For Toby. And for the truth.
Well, let's go.
You've been listening to What's Going On in Grass Valley. I'm the Correct Show, Thomas Taylor. Thank you so much for coming aboard. It's always great to have you. Do know there's now Volume 45 Deluxe Edition you can have. So do buy those, buy the books, you can read them. Don't forget there's other episodes you can listen to as well. And tune in for the next installment to find out if they will find out what the secret is in Capella do Senhor da Pedra. But until next time, bye bye for now.